One problem these third-generation vaccines may not solve, though, is the challenge of achieving an effective immune response to COVID vaccination in immunocompromised people, like those with blood cancers such as lymphoma. In a moment, I'll talk to haematologist Professor Judith Trotman, who's been following people with lymphoma through the pandemic. Here, though, is one of Professor Trotman's patients, Andrew Warden, who lives in a tiny coastal village only accessible by boat. He spoke to Norman recently.
Thank you for sharing your story with us on the Health Report.
Pleasure.
How's COVID affected you?
COVID has had a significant effect. The treatment that I'm having is a particular treatment, which is an inhibitor. It's a Bruton tyrosine kinase inhibitor, which stops the cancers getting into my body. It's been very shattering to find out that, in fact, the good part of my treatment is, in fact, inhibiting the vaccination working. And I've, in fact, had two Pfizer vaccinations, and I'm participating in this COVAX lymphoma study, and the extensive testing that's been done has revealed that I haven't responded satisfactorily. So I've been told that I've got to continue to act as if I'm unvaccinated. That's not good news for me, because it means that I'm not able to do what normal people are doing now that the rules are being relaxed and will continue to be relaxed. So I can't enjoy life as I would like to, being a normal person.
And what about the third dose? Are you going to get a third dose?
I've had a third dose. I've also actually stopped my treatment a couple of weeks ago. This is my decision to stop it. The hypothesis that I share with some people is that if you stop the treatment, the BTK inhibitor, it loses its effect after about 4 days. And I'm able to now give the vaccination a good chance. So I'm going to pause my treatment for 4 weeks.
Does that make you anxious about your cancer coming back?
The symptoms are starting to come back now. I'm getting night sweats, get bleeding noses, and my fatigue will probably increase. Having had 4 different treatments, at each stage you go through the physical signs, and I've got to know my body pretty well over the years, so it doesn't really scare me. For me, it's a tremendous opportunity. If I can get the vaccination to work, I'll be normal again. That's the benefit, and I think everyone understands how good that is.
And how do you see the future for yourself?
Oh, very good. I had my vaccination Thursday week ago, and I had a Moderna. I'd previously had Pfizer. They're all very good. But the day after I had my vaccination, I was totally zonked. I have no memory of the day until about 5 o'clock, and my wife hadn't been disturbing me. She thought, he's sleeping. I think I'd nearly departed this world, sort of no movement. We thought we'd better take my temperature and struggled finding a thermometer and read 38.1. Anyway, I rang the hospital and decided it was just a bit too difficult, because I would have had to get in a boat and then drive, 2-hour drive to get to the hospital. So I went for the Panadol solution, and it was great. The next day I was fine, normal temperature, and life goes on.
Doesn't seem to have dented your optimism, Andrew.
Well, I've really enjoyed life, and you strike a few bumps in the road and you just keep on.
Andrew, thank you very much for telling your story on the Health Report.
Thank you very much for listening.
Lymphoma patient Andrew Warden.